May not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Glad to be with you today here on AM 1220, The Word. Hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And also joined with a special guest in the studio today, Dr. Gary Dominick of the Richfield Chiropractic Center, and good friend of mine, and glad to have you in the studio with us there, Dr. Dominick. Welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be here. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, I'm going to give you just a moment here in just a minute to introduce yourself a little bit more. Tell us a little bit about your business there, there in Richfield. And also, we're going to get into some things looking at this idea. The Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and we're going to open with a word of prayer here in just a minute, but I was going to mention, I tend to minister as a minister. I minister to the spiritual needs primarily of people, but as a doctor, you minister to physical needs. And all of that is important, I believe, so that we can do our utmost for God's highest. So let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much to be able to be on the air here today for this opportunity that you've given us. We do pray, Father, that you would bless. Lord, I pray that you would just help us to lift up and glorify Christ through all that we talk about today. We do thank you for amazing bodies that you created for us that we could use for your glory. Help us to better understand how we can keep the temple of the Holy Spirit that the Bible says that we are in good health, in good working order, so that we can serve you. And Lord, I just pray that through it all, too, we might be able to point that one that's searching towards Jesus Christ, that they might know him as their Savior like we do as well. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we probably won't be doing phone calls as much today because of the time's sake and everything and having Dr. Dominick with us as our guest. But we were talking a little bit before the program started and looking at different things. And I had started thinking in Psalm 139 to start there where the Bible talks about us being fearfully and wonderfully made. But Dr. Dominick, you had given me another verse here, which I hadn't thought about at the time. And as we were talking before, in 3 John, just a little book, 3 John, there's only one chapter, so it'd be 3 John chapter 1, and I'm going to read the first verse there to do it justice because of what we were talking about. But in 3 John chapter 1, John is writing, he says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And you brought this verse up while we were talking, and that idea about being in health as thy soul prospereth. And I thought, as we looked at it, it also brings all three parts of our being, body, soul, and the spirit in here, because John is writing to a fellow believer, somebody whose spiritual condition, Gaius was one time lost and on his way to hell, and he heard the gospel, possibly from the Apostle John here, and he trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior, and he is now born again, has the Holy Spirit living within him when John writes to him, and so his spiritual need has been taken care of. But in the second verse there, he talks about his health, his physical health, and his soul. They got body, soul, and spirit all right there in that passage.
Yes.
But go ahead. You had brought this up initially, but I'll let you chime in on that.
Well, we have one body.
Right.
And if we wear it out, where are we going to live?
Exactly.
So we have an opportunity in our practice now, 26 years in Richfield. One of the emphasis we always talked about is structure to function. And if you take care of your structure, your body will function better. If you let your structure go, then your body can fall apart. The other thing is, nutritionally, and we could talk for hours about that too. But
we started getting off on that a little bit before the thing on nutrition. But
the Bible is very clear that God wishes for us that we have good health and
right.
be at our potential. and also talks of us how important it is for us to work, and to work for things eternally, not just temporary. Mm-hmm. We have to work for things that are being long lasting. You know, we have one life to live. We want to give our very best with the gifts we have, and we want to use those productively. So we want to make sure that we take good care of our bodies, and that's why I'm very blessed to be in this profession. We have a great opportunity to minister to a lot of people spiritually as well as physically and mentally.
Right, and as I said, I wanted to give you a moment, too, also to talk a little bit about your practice and where you're located if people would want to get in touch with you. Why don't you go ahead and give that information out? We'll touch on that again at the end of the program.
Okay, we're at the Richfield Chiropractic Center. We're in downtown Richfield.
Uptown when I was growing up, but...
just north of the Tavern of Richfield, we're at 4028 Broadview Road, phone number 330-659-4955, 26 wonderful years in Richfield. Just been a great location to get to us from the turnpikes, the expressways, and through the Akron suburbs and the Cleveland suburbs and the Western Reserve from Hudson all the way to Medina even. It's been nice.
As I said, Richfield's right midway between Akron, Ohio. It's easy to get to right off the highways there. And I wanted to mention that too because, you know, we all have an opportunity to minister. As I mentioned earlier, you know, I minister primarily to spiritual needs of people. And that's one of the reasons we do this program. We want to point people to Christ because that's our underlying greatest need, really, is our need for Christ as our Savior, because sin is a sickness. It's a sickness that the Bible says leads unto death, not just the physical death of the body, but the eternal death of the soul, the second death being cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. And, you know, the Bible offers the cure for that. And it's really a very easy cure. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so we present the gospel, how that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins. He was buried and rose again the third day victorious over death and sin. And so we can deal with that spiritual sickness very easily. But problem is, you can be saved, but if your body's a wreck, it's awful hard to be of service to God. Somebody's sitting there right now, maybe driving, stuck in traffic somewhere, and they've got a backache. and they don't feel very spiritual when your back is hurting, do you?
No. And, you know, I just got to tell you, next to the common cold, low back pain is your most common complaint.
Right.
And so with whatever we take on, by the way, this being the first day of summer, and we'll be talking about things you can do to prep yourself, but no matter what we do, and we have a chore to do, something needs to get done, we should warm up properly.
Right.
And then after we do whatever we need to do, we should stretch after we're done.
Mm-hmm.
So before and after is real important.
Exactly. And you know, the Bible says that because we have a body, a soul, and a spirit, these things all have to be working together.
Yes.
As Christians, we oftentimes, I know in my profession, I do a lot of sitting. You know, I also do a lot of standing, but I do a lot of sitting because I have to read a lot. And you know, you don't get as much exercise as you should. And I was relating to you earlier about how earlier this year, I decided to reduce the amount of sugar that I was consuming just by drinking a cup of tea. And especially in the winter months, I was drinking, you know, 4, 5, 6 cups of tea during the course of the day, and I had cut back to maybe a quarter of a teaspoon or maybe a third of a teaspoon of sugar in there, and I thought, well, let's put all this sugar into a measuring cup and just see how much it adds up to. I was consuming an eighth of a cup of sugar a day, and that sugar's going into my system, and I'm just sitting there, and that's not good. That's not good. I gave up the sugar completely. I drink my tea with just milk in it now, no sugar at all. But I do feel better, and I'm slowly losing weight as a result of just that one simple change. As a chiropractor, what do you think is a good basic thing that people can institute? Maybe just a simple thing. You're talking about stretching and all of that, but whether it's reducing sugar or stretching or anything, simple things that people can put in place to just change their life.
Pastor Al, if we had 2 hours, we could cover all of them, but in a nutshell.
we'll do it in 10 minutes.
If anyone has a pen or a pencil, you might want to jot down a couple things here. The most important thing is, as you were talking about sugar actually weakens the body. So
that's right.
You need to build your immune system. So if you got a project to do in these summer chores and such, and your body's weakened from being run down from not eating well, too much processed sugar, fast food, fried foods, too many nitrates. God gave us foods abundantly, fruits and vegetables. There's natural anti-inflammatory foods like mm-hmm. salmon, halibut, cayenne pepper, ginger, turmeric, flaxseed oil. There's an amazing amount of things we can put in our body before we do something to keep our inflammation down. That's one thing. The other thing is, if in this room right now, if you're going to repaint this room, even though you've got wallpaper, if you were painting a room, you would prime it before you paint it. We need to prime our bodies before we do something. So proper warm-up, 5 to 6, 7 minutes before you go out and do a chore. Mm-hmm. And then, and I would recommend, especially the back, being a very vital part of our body, that you stretch properly when you're done. And one of the things you can do is lay on your back, pull one knee to your chest, one at a time, making sure your legs are straight. Don't let your knee, your foot roll in. Just keep your feet straight.
Right.
And then to do crunches, where you just contract your abdominal area. That, as you bring your abdominal area in your stomach, that helps neutralize discomfort in your back. There's a variety of other exercises, but those are two really basic ones that should be that we should all do.
Well, and then certainly you mentioned too, after you get done working, and working out in the yard can be pretty good physical labor, just like exercising, and you ought to cool down and do some things afterwards to relax your body a little bit, shouldn't you?
Yes, and ice is wonderful. If you're out there and it's 90 degrees, and you strained your back and you're getting dehydrated and you're getting a little, you might get a little dizzy even, put ice on the back of your neck. It's amazing what 5 to 7 minutes of ice on the back of your neck and put ice on your spot of your back.
Mm-hmm.
Our weight-bearing joints, our lower back, our knees, our ankles, they take a lot of pressure, so ice reduces inflammation. Heat feels good,
yes,
but it's not the choice. Heat comes later. You want to put ice to reduce inflammation, to numb the pain, and it really helps tremendously by just doing the simple basic things and with your stretches after you're all done. And one other thing I was going to tell you, supplements. It's mm-hmm. good to take supplements. Remember, supplements are supplement. They're supplementing your food. They don't take over for your food.
Right.
We need to eat well. God gave us life and wants us to have it abundantly. We need to eat well. We need to get our rest. We need to keep hydrated, proper, water in our body. We need to do the proper exercises at the proper time and also have a very favorable outlook of whatever we're doing.
That's right. And in doing this, now I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al here and with our special guest, Dr. Gary Dominick of the Richfield Chiropractic Center in Richfield, Ohio. And we're looking at the idea that God created us body, soul, and spirit. And I'd mentioned Psalm 139, verse 14, where the psalmist writes, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." And he goes on talking about more there, but that idea, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Somebody gets a brand new car. Let's say that they come into a lot of money unexpectedly somehow, inheritance or something, and they think, I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy a fancy, expensive car. And they get this beautiful car. Let's say it's a nice cherry red Ferrari. And when I was a teenager, I always thought that'd be a great car to have. And not sure what model, but a cherry red Ferrari. That'd be a nice car. And you get this car, and you bring it home from the dealership, and you never put oil in it. You put cheap gas in it that's got water in it.
Mm-hmm.
You never get the things lubricated that need to be lubricated. You never get the wires checked. You never have any tune-ups done to it. And then you get upset because it starts having problems. And you're thinking, I spent all this money on this car that's fearfully and wonderfully made, and it's a piece of junk. Whose fault is that?
The owner.
Exactly. And God gave us a body that's fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, I understand, of course, there are such things as birth defects and things like that, that we live in a world that's cursed by sin. Adam's body and Eve's bodies, compared to the bodies that we have today, would have been just way far better, mm-hmm. perfect compared to us. They didn't have the problems that we have. But still, when you look at the design of the human body and the things that we can do and the functions that we can perform, God created that, and He created that for His glory. And yet, we don't treat it right, and we complain, oh, it's all falling apart, it's junk.
That's a good point, Pastor. The most important thing is that no matter where we're at, we have to maximize what we have. And God, as it says, that he gave us life abundantly. The other thing is, Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord. And so
right.
The best way to do that is to take care of the things. And you know, if you have a heart problem or a lung problem or you've got an arthritic joint, address those needs. And the longer we let something go, the more complications we can have. So it's not just cover it up. You can actually correct it. If you need an adjustment there, if you need therapy, if you need proper management, proper exercise, a proper brace, and breathing, you know, breathing techniques, heart, make sure that we eat well. If you need medication, you can take that. Whatever is needed at that time. And you and I were talking about cholesterol earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Our body makes its own cholesterol. It's just that when we have too much and wrong type, that's where we're... But it's all related to either hereditary or lifestyle or both. So
right.
If we can take care of our lifestyle, maximize what we can do, because I know people have some permanent injuries, and but just mm-hmm. always maximize where you're at.
Right, and you know, if you put good food into your body, wholesome food, plenty of water, like you said, and you know, fiber-rich diet, low on the sugar and these other things, you don't have to, you know, eat like a rabbit the rest of your
right.
life and never nibble on anything other
right.
than a carrot stick, but you can enjoy things. Your body has the ability. God created it with the ability to function if we take care of it, if we put the right things in. And the reason that I'm bringing this up, I just wanted to share in Ephesians chapter 2, where it talks in a familiar verse for a lot of our listeners in verse 8, where it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But that's followed up. Talk about our salvation there. Dealing with that spiritual aspect, again, you know, body, soul, and spirit, that all of this has to be functioning together so that we can fulfill what God wants us to do. Because after talking about our salvation in verse 10, he says, for we are his, God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Unto good works. So God saves us spiritually. The sin issue is dealt with. As I said at the beginning, we all have this problem with sin. That's our sin sickness. That's worse than any cancer. That's worse than any heart disease. That's the ultimate heart disease, and it's sin. And I can offer the cure for sin. That'd be like if you, as a doctor, suddenly had the cure for back pain. You know, people probably thought I was going to say cancer or something,
yeah.
but you're a chiropractor, so I went with back pain. Huh. Let's say that you had a cure that would cure all back troubles completely. Well, first and foremost, everybody would feel better, mm-hmm. probably, just because back pain mm-hmm. is so common. But if you had that cure and you made it available to people, people would be excited that you could offer a 100% cure for back pain. Well, here the Bible offers 100% cure for sin.
Amen.
Our sin sickness. We can cure that. I can offer that cure by giving the gospel. And just like you can offer exercises and therapy and things like that, if people don't avail themselves of it, they can't receive the physical healing. And God wants us to be well physically because he wants us to do good works. We're his workmanship, fearfully and wonderfully made, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So when that sin situation's taken care of, the spirit is healed. Now we want to make sure the body is in good working condition so that we can serve God. And, you know, I shared earlier when we were talking, you know, all of us have a ministry. I minister, you know, you see that as a pastor and with the radio program and all, but you minister as a doctor, and everybody listening is your truck driver. You have opportunity to minister to God. If you're a farmer, if you're a steel worker, if you're a lawyer or a whatever job, a teacher, anything you might be, you have an opportunity to minister. And I'm sure you've had opportunities to minister not just to people's physical needs, but otherwise.
Absolutely.
In your business.
We know that. Physical is just one aspect, but it's also, of course, the spiritual, number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Mental, emotional, and then there's a less of others. The most important thing is that, like you said, that we address the sin issue, number one, and then God gave us all these gifts. No matter where we're at, we just focus on that and think of what John 6:27 says, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food which endures for eternal life, because God made us for eternity. And so if we focus on that, no matter what we do, we've got God's grace upon us, mm-hmm. and he strengthens us through everything. And I'm blessed in my office because other than having wonderful patients to work with, 26 years now, we've had a lot of people that we've had to talk to outside the physical realm. We just mm-hmm. they need some encouragement, some motivation.
Right.
It's real important for healing. And so structure does determine function.
Right. And to help people understand why I'm stressing this whole, I would say whole body, but actually it's whole being approach, because the body is just a third of what God created us as. And in Genesis chapter 2, when we have the description of how God created Adam, it says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, "And the Lord God formed man." So man is the individual, the human being. He formed man of the dust of the ground. So there's the body, okay? That's mm-hmm. a physical realm, and that's where your specialty is, dealing with physical needs and helping keep the body in good working order. Then it says he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. There's the spirit, and I deal in the spiritual realm, trying to help people to realize they need Christ and need the sin dealt with. And then the Bible says he became a living soul. And that gets confusing sometimes, the spirit versus the soul. Sometimes the words seem to be interchangeable. Yes. But those are both intangible aspects of our being. The body we can see, and as a chiropractor, you're very familiar with how the body is constructed and how it can be out of alignment and everything. Yes. And certainly the soul would be like your mind, your personality, your emotion. And it's hard, really, to be well in your soul, you know, mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. if you're not taking care spiritually and physically. And God created us in his image as a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit. And all three of those parts should be in harmony like they were with Adam and Eve before the fall. And we ought to work together, all of us, treating and helping people to heal spiritually through the presentation of the gospel, physically, such as in your practice, dealing with their physical needs. And then all of that together, it's going to improve people in their soul, their emotional life, their thought life and things. And working together, we bring about the glory of God, don't we?
And we sure do.
We got just a couple of minutes. Tell us about your practice again, what you offer, and how to get in touch with you.
Well, I appreciate how you presented that. It was nicely done. We're Richfield Chiropractic Center. We're right up by the Tavern of Richfield, 4028 Broadview Road, phone number 330-659-4955. Chiropractic treatment. We also do sports medicine. I actually finished my diplomat training there. We have therapeutic massage therapists there, physical therapists. We also work with input nutritional programs. We also do different talks all over. We'll go anywhere. Someone needs a speaker. And I enjoy being on here right now.
I'm glad to have you.
And I've talked to schools, and I really enjoyed the third grade classes where we listed the water foods here. This mm-hmm. one class came with 44 water foods from fruits and vegetables. They got that they were getting water from eating those fruits and vegetables. I do like meat and potatoes, but we have to have our rabbit food too.
That's right. And all the things work together, and God created it. In fact, if you look in Genesis and you read through Genesis 1, 2, and 3, you see that God created originally all the herb of the field for our benefit, to eat and things like that. Of course, the curse changed a few things, and then after the flood, there was the introduction of eating meat and things like that. But as you said earlier, we could go another couple of hours just talk about nutrition and good nutrition, things of that sort. Dr. Dominic, I'd like to thank you for being on the program with us here today and encourage our listeners to get in touch if they're looking for a good chiropractic. You know, my wife goes to see him on a regular basis. She's an RN, does hospice work, and, you know, it's a lot of strain on the back, and I'm thankful that we have a good Christian chiropractor in our area that's able to glorify God, minister to people's needs. And if you're looking for a chiropractor, let me give out your address and phone number real quick. It's got a couple seconds here.
4028 Broadview Road in Richfield. Phone number is 330-659-4955.
All right. Appreciate that, Dr. Dominic. And thank you all for listening to us here today on Live with Pastor Al. And I just wanted to touch on this a little bit here this afternoon because it's summer. Today's the first day of summer. And certainly happy birthday to my wife out there. If she's listening, it's her birthday today. Longest day of the year.
Yes,
how about
is.
That? I always tell her she's the firstborn. I say that her mom thought this was the longest day of the year. Well, we're out of time. God bless and have a great weekend. Get out there and do something for the Lord.
Thank you.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding program's views, claims, and/or representations.